storm isn't coming. The storm is here. Yes, it's been a crazy. It's been a crazy week and a half or so, and it's about time that someone has come to the aid of the Canadian people. And of course, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the trucking convoy of 2022. This is definitely revolutionary, and it's probably on the same level as the Yellow Vest in France back in 2019, which, by the way, is still ongoing. But this is a little bit different. You know, with the Yellow Vest, they are protesting. It's more on foot, and I don't know. It seems like the authorities, like, you know, the police officers, have got a bit of a better handle on that situation. But here in Canada, it's a little bit different because, you know, they're using their semis, you know, their long-haul trucks to basically shut down the country. Now, what's this convoy all about? It's about the forced vaccination and all these lockdown measures that they've implemented, and the truckers are saying, that's it, we've had enough. So, you know, by using your truck, you could really cause, you could really send quite a message, and that's exactly what they're doing in Ottawa. Now, it's a collection of truckers from as far east to as far west, and it was a convoy started from, you know, British Columbia. And of course, picking up all the protesters along the way, and it was pretty much a drive or a march all the way to Ottawa, yeah. And that's exactly where they're at now. Now, of course, our fearless leader Justin Trudeau spoke out against the truckers, and, you know, and basically called them a bunch of haters. And he's not the only one who's spewing the same negativity about the protests. You know, you're hearing mainstream news talk about the protesters being violent, desecrating monuments, vandalizing statues, and of course, that's not the case whatsoever. From the news stories, the news articles, and some of the videos that I've been watching on YouTube, that is really the opposite of what's happening. What I am seeing in Ottawa is I'm seeing a huge collaboration of peaceful protesters who basically have had enough with these measures and are not going to leave until these mandates have been lifted. Now, also, our premier here in Ontario has also weighed in. And, you know, again, look, you know, you guys who have been following my channel and my podcast, you guys know where I stand politically. And I've always said that politically, you know, we have to absolve, we have to destroy, we have to rip down, right down to the foundation, our political system. And we have to go with a more democratic democracy, like a direct democracy. And this is something, if we had in place, perhaps maybe the truckers wouldn't have to put the time and effort into, you know, creating this revolution. But anyways, Doug Ford, in a press conference, again, he was denouncing the truckers. He's saying now that they're occupying. And again, look, throughout history, you know, you can never ever change things for the better through politics. Okay? You can't lobby your politician because essentially you don't have the money to do so. So this has been years of frustrations, and of course, you know, the lockdown and the whole virus thing really accelerated that process on both ends. It accelerated more revolutionary acts on the majority of people, and it accelerated more authoritarian, tyrannical type measures on the government end. So again, we applaud these truckers for doing what they're doing. And it's one thing that Canada is doing it, and Canada is leading the way, because not a lot of people around the world would have ever thought that Canada would lead the way when it comes to this type of protesting, this type of revolutionary acts. And again, going back to France with the Yellow Vest, that was very revolutionary, but unfortunately it happened before before COVID. Anyway, so speaking of, you know, Canada leading the charge, you know, a lot of other people have, you know, expected our cousins down to the south to basically start this campaign, start this revolution. And we all know that America has been so divided when it comes to politics. You know, they can't get on the same page, you know, with a lot of things. And right now what America needs is, you know, the same thing that I've been trying to champion. And again, that's a change in their political system also, but they can't, because, you know, you either have your Trump supporters or your neo-libs, and then you got your libertarians, and it's just a big mess, and they really can't get together to change things for the better. They all know that there's something wrong, but they just can't see past their ideology, which is unfortunate. But I will say that there is hope, and hope is on its way. I'm going to pull up a news article, and this is out of the, bear with me here, the New American, and the headline reads, "Truckers from Convoy to DC 2022, America is next." So again, very shocking that us, you know, us gentle, considerate, polite Canadians would actually rise to the ranks and lead the way when it comes to, you know, taking back our freedoms and rights. Because essentially, again, this is what this convoy is all about also. It's also about getting back our rights and freedoms that we've lost, as far as I'm concerned, you know, that we've lost since 9/11. Okay, and of course this, you know, pandemic has accelerated things. So let me read this news article here. Following the lead of their Canadian freedom-loving colleagues, American truckers are planning to form a nationwide chain of semi-trucks and other vehicles in protest of COVID-19 authoritarian policies. The news comes as the reportedly 50,000-strong group of Canadian long-haul truck drivers, dubbed the Freedom Convoy, made its way across the country to Ottawa this past Saturday to protest against the vaccine mandates and other COVID-19 government measures. A large number of truckers from the United States has been joining the convoy along the way. A rapidly growing Facebook group called Convoy to DC 2022 is now calling upon all truckers to join forces against the government overreach in the land of the free. And I'll read this article in a second. I'll continue on. But yes, America is considered to be the land of the free. You know, of course, democracy started in Athens, Greece, so, you know, apparently. But when it comes to freedom and to democracy, America should be leading the charge. But it is also reassuring, and it's very elating to know that they are going to follow in the footsteps of our Canadian cousins here. Anyways, let me continue on with this article. We are part of many large groups who believe in our founding fathers. We believe everyone has a voice. We support our freedom. Help us spread the word about this group, and together we can make it a better place, the group states. Brian Von D, the administrator of Convoy to DC 2022, announced over the weekend that America's next. In a Facebook video posted on January 27th, he said that the American convoy will start in California and will head to Washington, D.C. Now, again, it's great to, you know, it's going to start in California, but if, you know, if this thing does spread, like here it did in Canada, if it spreads fast enough, hopefully there's going to be truckers from all over the states coming from every direction and heading over to D.C. Now, before I continue on with this news article, I will also state that here in Canada, not only has the convoy ended up in Ottawa, but there have been truckers who have been occupying here in Toronto at Queen's Park, which is our Parliament building on the provincial level, there have been a bunch of truckers who are at the Alberta-Montana border, and there's a bit of controversy there. There's also, truckers, there's like a truckers convoy in Quebec. I mean, this is spreading right across Canada. There's even a truckers convoy happening here in the local city of Mississauga, which is another city, not as big as Toronto, but it's still fairly large. And again, they're going down to their city hall, and they're just clogging things up. They're blocking everything. They're trying to shut things down, because this is exactly what we need to do in order for our politicians to stop with these authoritarian measures. They need to, they need to be reminded who the bosses are. Also, I want to go back to that Alberta thing, the Alberta-Montana border. The RCMP, which is our federal police, they contacted tow truck driving companies, and they wanted these big trucks removed. Well, this is astounding, and this is why things are going to start picking up more and more steam. But the companies of the tow truck companies not only said no, that they could not do that in good faith, they also came down and joined the truckers down at the border. So yeah, this is something astonishing. It really is. It's really great news, and it's good to see that more and more people are joining. In fact, farmers have been joining here in the city of Toronto, down at Queen's Park, like I mentioned before. Other walks of life have been joining in. So I can see this getting bigger and bigger. So let me continue on with this article. This gentleman continues to say that we're done with the mandates, we're done with the government telling us what to do. We will continue, and we will follow just like the rest of the world on these trucker protests, and they will be 100% legal. They will aid by the law, Brian said. He added that if a trucker violates the laws and convoy's rules, he or she would be kicked out of the convoy. That, however, has never happened so far for the Canadian Freedom Convoy, and everybody was amazing. Brian noted, America, it's your turn. Brian continued, it's your turn to step up and show what you're made of. Saying that vaccines have proven to be neither safe nor effective, Brian implied it's all about control. He continued by stating that the pushback against the power grab depends on all the people who value freedom. The government overreach is coming to an end, and this is how we do it, he said. Now, if you look out through history on, a lot of these protests have happened in the past, Occupy movement, and many others. This is actual fact that either it's, whether it's Antifa or some other provocateurs, and this happened in France also with the Yellow Vest movement, they send these hired thugs, and they're dressed up in black clothing. They call them black blocks. And of course, their sole intent is to disrupt and discredit the movement. And of course, this has always backfired on the actual movement, and it really gave the movement a black eye. Well, let me tell you something. From what I've been witnessing and what I've been reading here in Ottawa, it has been peaceful. It's been a very peaceful protest. There have been people throwing rocks at the trucks and at the truckers. There are these, I guess they're, left-leaning neo-lib people coming in there and trying to provoke fights with these protesters. Again, this is not really necessarily about the vaccines. The vaccines, again, is what pushed a lot of these truckers to do this. This is about our freedoms. These are very, very important. They're not privileges. These are things that are given to you at birth, and should never be taken away, and obviously, never be taken for granted. And again, going back to how, the media wants to make this about anti-vaxxers, it's not about that, okay? It's not about that. Just like how in France, it wasn't just about the gas tax. It was the gas tax that actually, put the people of France over the edge, and that's how the Yellow Vest movement started, the Yellow Vest Revolution. So I just want to make that clear. This is about freedoms, and this is about getting your rights back. Okay. Now, I'm going to pull up another article, and this is out of the Liberty Beacon. Now, of course, you know, I was talking about how America is going to finally join in on this, and that's going to be huge, okay? Because, you know, essentially you want to shut down the country, okay? You want to shut down the country, you want to send a message to them, and the message is that, listen, the citizens are in charge, not the politicians or the bureaucrats, or even the oligarchs, for that matter, okay? Now, the title is Truckers Inspired by Canada Begin Freedom Convoys Around the World. Truckers around the world are creating their own convoys to protest COVID-19 vaccine mandates after being inspired by the Canadian Freedom Convoy, which reportedly has thousands of trucks. Freedom Convoy 2022, the group that organized the Canadian trucker protests, reported initially having 1,600 trucks. The convoy, which now has nearly 50,000 trucks, will be in Ottawa by Saturday with the goal of getting the Government of Canada to repeal its cross-border COVID tracking passports, phone app, on all COVID-19 vaccine mandates. And of course, I just wanted to mention that they spelled Ottawa wrong here, but that's okay. I won't hold it to my American friends. The Canadian convoy has reportedly been joined by some American truckers in Ontario. Farmers came in tractors to show support. Both the United States and Canada mandate cross-border truckers to be vaccinated against COVID-19. So I guess these measures are not just happening in America or Canada. They're happening all over the world. Let me continue on here. Americans are invited to also protest the mandate this Saturday at the three border locations, Houlton, Maine, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and Sweetgrass, Montana. Now, Sweetgrass, Montana is where I just mentioned about the Alberta-Montana border and how the tow truckers basically refused to tow the truckers. So that's where it's happening at Sweetgrass. Now, let me continue on here. In Australia, the 2022 official convoy to Canberra has more than 44,000 members on Facebook and more than 10,000 followers on Telegram. As of Thursday, this group is planning to meet in the capital by January 31st to protest vaccine mandates. Now, here's a big one. European truckers are organizing to protest vaccine mandates as well. The European Convoy Telegram channel has more than 7,300 members. Truckers are organizing across Europe, including the Netherlands, France, Hungary, and more, to converge on Brussels by February 7th. And the reason why they're going to Brussels is because that's where the European Parliament building is, because, of course, all these countries that I mentioned are part of the Euro. So, yeah, folks, this is huge. Okay, this is massive, and this is something that needed to happen. And it's great that it is. And of course, anybody listening to this podcast, do your part. Donate. You know, do what you can. Show your support. Go down to your local parliament building. Encourage people to go down to your local city hall or your local provincial or state legislators. And again, speaking of, you know, donating, I did want to mention one more thing before I end this podcast. The GoFundMe account for this Canadian convoy was at $10 million. And of course, you know, the bureaucrats at Ottawa put pressure on the GoFundMe, and I guess they found some sort of loophole. Now they've stopped, they froze the assets, the money, and now they're asking people to get their money back, because if they don't get their money back, then basically what they're going to do, the GoFundMe people, is that they're going to donate the money to another protest of their choice or another charity of their choice. So again, this is so undemocratic. And again, this just goes to show how tyrannical the governments are getting. And they're becoming worse and worse as each year passes. And again, this is something that people need to step up and do do their best to try and support the truckers, no matter where you live. I mean, this hopefully this does broadcast, you know, throughout the whole world. So wherever you live, follow in the footsteps of us Canadians and say no to the to your rights and freedoms eroding. So with that said, folks, I want to thank you for listening in, and stay strong.
The storm isn't coming. The storm.